兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，主给我们今年那个我们交通的主题，还是讲到个爱与生命。
Praise the Lord. This year we have a theme of the whole entire year that is life and love.
那我上一次跟弟兄姐妹有一点的交通，乃是关于神家的实际。我会继续在这一个系列的里面跟弟兄姐妹们再交通这一第二部分。
Last time I have started sharing with you the message about the reality in the house of God, and I'll continue to share more in this series.
那今天我们交通的主题就在打在上面，讲到支配真理的律，复活的生命。
And topic for today is that the law that governs the truth, the resurrected life.
好不好？我们下面再读一些的经文，相关的经文。约翰福音约翰福音第十章。
We will read some more scripture. We start with John chapter 10.
然后第一节到第二节，我读给大家听。
Verse 1 and 2.
我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep.
那第七节到第十节。所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不认识，不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出路得草吃。盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Verse 7 through 10. Therefore Jesus said again, Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
启示录21章26到27节.
Next, Revelation chapter 21, verse 26 and 27.
人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城，凡不洁净的，并那行可证与西方之事的，总不得进那城。下面很重要哦，只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
Verse 26, The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor with anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Very important.
好，最后我们再看诗篇132篇。诗篇132篇。可能上面没有吧，是吧？
That's okay.
用手机，用手机可不可以
？Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. 诗篇132，第八节哈。诗篇132篇的第八节，耶和华。求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜，同入安息之所。
Psalm 132, verse 8. Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might.
然后，13节、14节，因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说，这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里。因为是我所愿意的。
Verse 13 and 14. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He had desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it.
133篇, 看啊,弟兄和睦同居是何等的善,何等的美。 这好比那贵重的油加到亚伦的头上,流到胡须,又流到他的衣襟,又好比黑门的甘露,降在锡安山,因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福,就是永远的生命。Next,
Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows His blessing, even life forevermore.
感谢主,上一次我跟弟兄姐妹们交通到那个十字架乃是神家一切事物的根基。Praise
the Lord, last time we shared that the cross is the foundation of everything in the house of God.
接着下来的交通,我们都是会在这个根基上跟弟兄姐妹有交通。
And all the others are built upon this foundation.
为了清楚地表达这一点,我跟弟兄姐妹讲一下。
I want to further clarify this.
关于神家后面这些每一样的事物,为什么跟十字架都有清楚的联系?
That is, why is everything in the house of God is related to the cross?
我们今天讲到这个复活基督的生命。
Today we're talking about the resurrected life.
你看那个至圣所,看到圣所里面的陈设饼的桌子的时候,你就看见一粒的麦子落在地里死了。Now,
when you look at that table for the bread of presence in the holy place, you realize that kernel died in the soil.
十字架在支配着整件的事物。Here
you see the root of cross is present.
那么你看见那个金灯台的时候, 你看见那个灯台上的光,那个火是从祭坛引进去的。And
also you see that on the golden lampstand, that light, it's from the altar of offering.
所以你看见那里有个那个光,当燃烧的时候,那个生命,那个油是要被牺牲掉的。And
it burns that oil, it's being consumed.
所以你才看见神家的光。Now
that with that oil burning, you can see the light in the house of God.
也看见十字架的原则。
And again, here we see again the principle of cross working here.
当我们再看那个金香炉的那个祷告的时候, 我们也看见金香炉上面的那个香也是从祭坛上的火点进去的。
Again, that fire in the altar of incense, it was also brought in from the altar of offering.
那我们再看至圣所里面,我就很清楚就看见亚伦发芽的杖。And
in the most holy places that we know there is that staff, Aaron's staff that has budded.
还有金冠的马拉。There
is the gold bowl of manna.
所以我们就很清楚看见那个复活的生命。And
here you see the resurrected life.
那我就再强调至圣所里面,那个约柜上面还有两块法板。
And also in the Ark of Covenant, there are the tablets of the covenant, the stone tablets.
就一面看见复活的生命,一面看见真理。And
you not only see the resurrected life, you also see the truth.
我们就很清楚看见生命跟真理是在至圣所的里面所代表给我们看见的。So
in the most holy places, you find both the truth and the resurrected life.
那我们今天交通到 关于这个真理的律,那我就交通到关于律的这个重要性。And
now today we're going to look at the law that governs the truth.
我们知道整个的宇宙的万有,神是以他的律来支配着。We
know that there are laws governing everything in this universe.
那么最简单,我们每天存活的时候,我们的呼吸都是靠着律来维持着。Every
day we're still alive, even though we breathe, that there is a law governing that.
如果不管你是吸还是呼,如果你违背那个律,那就没有生命。If
you violate the law, even if you try to breathe in and out, it won't work.
所以这个整个的律是神在维持它。And
that law was sustained by Lord Himself.
没有任何人能够去违背它。No
one can violate that.
今天你只有接受他，你才能够看见那个生命。
And you have to understand and accept it that you will get life.
那么我们从最简单，就这是教宗最简单的事情。那么如果我们看见从真理的角度去看的看他的话，我们也能够看到这一点。
And if we look at it from the perspective of the truth, you can also perceive that.
你如果你只是接受真理而不接受律，那就非常的危险。
If you only accept the truth, but you do not obey the law, that is very dangerous.
因为那会给人处在一个虚假的地位。
And then you will have a false sense of your status.
会给人一个假象。
And you get an illusion.
以为我们已经进来了。
You think that we're already in.
但是主耶稣很清楚说，我就是羊的门。
But then the Lord declared that I am the gate for the sheep.
若不是从这个门进来的话，那是相当的危险。
If you did not go through that gate, it is very dangerous.
这个门就是生命的门。
And that gate is the gate of life.
也就是那永久的门户。
And that is that eternal gate talked about.
所以我们感谢主，我们的确也看见法利赛人呢，也是落在这一种的情形的底下。
The Pharisees unfortunately are in that bad situation.
他们只接受圣经，旧约的圣经。
They understand the Old Testament scripture.
但是却不愿意来到主面前得生命。
But they did not want to come before the Lord to receive the life.
所以他就落在一个假象的里面。
So they have this false sense, illusion.
所以叫主耶稣责备他们假冒为善。
So that's why the Lord called them hypocrites.
那么我们看见今天教会也是处在一种的难处的里面。
And we have our difficulties in today's churches.
要不我们就接受真理。
Sometimes we only think we accept the truth.
我们就很注重真理，对，完全是对的。
And we focus so much on the doctrines. That is good.
但是我们却轻忽了恩膏的教训。
But we ignore the teachings of the anointing of the Spirit.
主借着他的生命，在我们每天生活上的引导跟带领。
We did not pay attention to the guidance of the Spirit in our everyday life.
这个会让我们形成一种的偏差。
And then,Or we might go astray.
还有一种的观点的话，那么他只是注重那个经历。
But on the other hand, some only focus on the experience.
但是请记得，我们所有的经历都应当根据真理。
But please remember, all our experiences must come back to the truth.
所以真理跟生命两个一定要达到平衡。
There must be a balance between these two.
我们看见我们圣经中有一个伟大的真理。
There's a great truth in the Bible.
我们看见圣经中伟大的真理是，那就是神的国。
That is the kingdom of God.
因为这是不管你重不重生，它都已经存在的。
It doesn't matter if you're born again or not. The kingdom of God already exists.
从神这一边来，这个层面来看的话，是先有神的国，然后才有重生。
From God's perspective, His kingdom exists first, then there comes.Born again.
那从我们的角度是我们先重生才能看见神的国。
But we must be born again and then we can see His kingdom.
神的国不是一个范围。
God's kingdom is just not a territory scope.
神的国乃是一种的光景。
And it is talking about entire surroundings.
甚至主耶稣说不属于这个世界。
That's why the Lord says, I do not belong to this world.
所以我们看见主耶稣在跟尼哥底母的交谈的里面，我们很清楚看见这一点。
And in the Lord's conversation with Nicodemus, we can understand better.
因为有一件事情他要做一个了结。
And the Lord trying to explain something clearly.
你看尼哥底母跟主耶稣的谈话的里面，他讲到关乎到神跟个神迹这件事情。
In this conversation, we read about the signs.
很清楚，他说：“若不是从神来的话，若没有神同在的话，没有人能够行这神迹的。”
Nicodemus realized that unless Jesus is from God and God was with him, no signs can be performed.
但是主耶稣的回答是完全就把他的话完全就把他打断。
But Jesus' answer took him to a totally different direction.
主耶稣的回答就是说：“你既然谈到神的国，谈到神的话，那么这件事情。”你到此为止了。
If you're talking about divine things, let's put a stop here.
因为你若不重生，你看都没有看见。
Unless you are born again, you're not going to be able to see.
我要做一件新事情,
I will do a new thing.
就是以赛亚所告诉我们的, 我要在旷野中开道路。
This was prophesied by Isaiah that God will make a way in the wilderness.
在沙漠中开江河,
and rivers in the desert.
这是一个全新的事情。
And this is a brand new thing.
跟过去一点关联都没有的。
It has nothing to do with the past.
你就看见尼哥底母虽然是道德上是非常美好的，而且他在这个圣经的旧约的圣经的知识上也是很完备的。
Nicodemus, yes, indeed, he followed good moral code and he has very strong knowledge of the scripture.
但是这里却有个断开。
But then he's missing something here.
因为主耶稣所要做这些事情，你就好像看见前面在加拿的封面上。
For the things that Nicodemus in is very much like in the wedding banquet, there is no more wine. That is why that wedding banquet, the story there, it covers everything it talks about in the Gospel of John.
主耶稣所做的这件事情跟主耶稣跟玛利亚说他跟这些事情是没有相干的。
Even though the Lord has said to Mary that I have nothing to do with this. He's not turning some leftover wine to something new. And this is the new doings of the Lord. And it has a spiritual nature. And it has a divine nature.
是永恒的,
and it has an eternal nature.
并且是绝对的,
and that is absolute.
那么感谢主，我们看见，当我们进入这个真理的时候， 那主耶稣很清楚告诉尼哥底母， 你必须要重生。
And when we try to go into this truth, that the Lord told Nicodemus, you must be born again first.
这件事情 又成为我们神家中的很重要的一个原则。So
that again is another very important principle in the house of God.
也的的确确给我们看见这个是神家的一个非常重要的一个实际。And
that is also another very important practical things in God, in the house of God.
当我们的主进入圣殿的时候，他做洁净的工作。When
the Lord entered the temple of God, he did something to clean it.
那里就好像发生一件很大很大的震动。
And there is like everything there is shaken.
那个震动把不属乎神的全部把它震掉。
And in this shaking, everything that does not belong to God was taken away.
所以犹太人就说了一句话, 你既行这件事, 还行什么神迹给我们看呢?
Therefore the Jews asked Jesus, what signs can you perform to prove your authority to do these things?
这句话也告诉，我也常常在问。
And that's also sometimes our question.
主啊, 在这个事情的里面, 你到底要给我们看什么?
So then we ask him that, Lord, what are you trying to show us through these things happening around us?
主耶稣说很清楚, 你们拆毁这殿, 我三日内要再建立起来。
And the Lord replied to them, you destroy the temple, I will raise it again in 3 days.
这个就是主的回答。
That's his answer.
主就是让我们看见他三日之内要建立他自己非人所造的那个圣殿那个殿。
And here Jesus declared, I will raise this temple that is not made by man's hand.
他绝不住人手所造的。
He will not dwell in the building that's done by man.
是的，我们诗歌常常唱说，以这个怜悯和审判为我们的，足以怜悯和审判来。
In a song, we know that throughout the years that Lord's mercy and judgment is with us.
你在就在圣殿在主耶稣所做这件事情上，你就看见审判跟怜悯在这里相遇了。And
in this cleansing that the Lord did in the temple, that we see that the mercy and the judgment meet here.
当审判来的时候，震动全部都被他放掉了。
By the judgment, he's shaken away everything that does not belong to God.
但是,
but But that is not the ultimate purpose of God.
感谢主，他那个怜悯才是真正的目的。
That the mercy and love is his purpose.
审判不是为着毁灭。
And the judgment is not just to destroy.
那个建造起来的生命才是他的目的。
To build life, that is his final purpose.
所以我们就看见，感谢主，神家有一个啊很重要的一个时机，那就是神要建立起来一个全新的那个生命的那个殿。
And that is an important reality in the house of God, that this is a temple full of life.
生命册展开的时候，到底给我们看见什么？
So, now when the book of life, when it was rolled open, what is that it's trying to tell us?
我们常常有的时候读圣经，看见这个启示录里面常常讲到生命册，生命册，我们总是以为它是一本的书。
And you read a lot about that book of life in the Revelation. And sometimes we assume, and oftentimes we assume, it is just a scroll.
其实生命册乃是给我们看见那个展开的基督。
But, actually, the book of life is Christ wide open.
神将他的儿子展示给我们。
And God is showing us who his son is.
当基督展开的时候，我们在哪里？
When Christ is totally revealed, the question is, where are we?
你就看见我们在基督里。
The answer should be, we are in Christ.
也就是因为这个实际，今天我们才能够经历所有的真理。
And because of this foundation, then we can experience all the other truths.
在过去的一年的里面，
In the past year,
可以说两年吧。
Or we should say about 2 years.
Yeah, 我们在这个疫情的里面，感谢主，主保守我们。
We lived through the pandemic, and the Lord still protects us.
能在这个疫情的里面最怕什么？就是怕死亡。
And one thing we're really afraid of is death in this pandemic.
但是主允许我们，他从岁首到年终，他的眼目看顾那地。
But the Lord has His promise that from beginning to the end of the year, His eyes are never leased this land.
我们祷告常说，主啊，感谢你从岁首到年终，你的眼目看顾我们。
And we pray and said, Lord, Your eyes are always upon us.
其实，圣经乃是告诉我们，他是看顾那地。
Actually, what the Bible says is His eyes, He focused on that land.
所以那地是有山有谷有谷有雨水滋润之地。
There's mountain, valley, and the rainwater nurtures them.
我们能够蒙主的眼目看顾，是因为我们在那地的里面。
And we are blessed because we dwell in that land.
他以恩典为我们连续的冠冕。
His blessings, his grace is the crown of our years.
使我们所走的路都滴下脂油。
So that path is full of the anointing.
感谢主，何等的恩典
！Praise the Lord, what a grace we receive.
那么我们再来看这个复活生命的那个特质。
Let's look at some more characteristics of this resurrected life.
三个方面。
We look at from three different perspectives.
那第一就是它是活的。
First, it's living, it's alive.
第二，它是新的。
Second.It's a new.
然后第三是真。
And finally, it is true.
那么在交通这个事情的时候其实这三个方面都可以，这个三个方面我在主面前寻求的时候我在想这个三个方面就从这个又新又活的路，我们看见以这个希伯来书的里面给我们看见，这个第十章二十节那里看见主给我们开的一条又新又活的路。
When I was meditating on preparing for the sermon, the words in the book of Hebrews came to me that there is this new and living way that Lord has opened for us.
所有的真理都是我们去可以实行的。
All these truths that we can practice and experience.
感谢主，是因为借着我们的主耶稣所成全的救恩。
For the salvation is fulfilled by the Lord Himself.
他这条路是一个一直往前的路。
And this way, we have to keep going forward.
是意思是活的是动的。
And it is a living way, and it is dynamic.
它不是固定的。
It is not like some solid thing that never changes.
不是停止的。
And it is not stalled.
是随时能够应付目前需要的。
And it's so light that it helps us to let us help us to deal with any situation.
我感谢主上去年最后那个主日，我们的弟兄给我们交通到云柱跟火柱。
And we praise the Lord that the last Sunday of 2021, our brother shared with us the color of cloud and fire.
当他们过完逾越节的时候，羔羊被杀过完逾越节之后，我们去看见云柱跟火柱就在前面做带领。
So that when the first Passover after that was celebrated, you said that you see the columns of cloud and fire lead their way.
所有的百姓都开始行动。
And all the Israelites, they start to move.
他一步一仗一步一仗的带着我们。
And going through all the stations, one by one.
可见你看见说这一个带领是活的带领。
So this is a living thing.
感谢主，我们也看见上个礼拜 David Brown 牧师给我们看见主来的日子近了。
And last week, Pastor Brown reminded us that the days of the Lord is near.
他告诉我们要向着标杆直跑。
That we must press on toward the goal.
并且要靠主一同站立的稳。
And we must rely on the Lord so we can stand firm.
也鼓励我们这些在主里面与这些同工们要与主一同劳苦一同做工的在主里面要同心。
And that we must be in unity, those of us who will follow the Lord and serve Him.
因为我们的名字都是记在生命册上。
For our names are written in that book of life.
也给我们看见要一同喜乐，一同蒙主的保守。
We must rejoice together and be protected by the Lord.
你看见这个生命是一直一直向着那个目标而去的。
And in this manifestation of this life, it is running toward that goal.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
那么既然是这它是一种活的，那么还有一点它是新的。
Secondly, must remember this life is a new life.
主日的上个礼拜礼拜天下午我跟冯牧师有一点电话上的交通。
I had a conversation with Pastor Fong last Sunday by phone.
他也讲了一句话我非常受感动。
And he shared something, I was deeply moved by that.
他说我现在重新学习主的话语。
He said, I am starting over to learn the Lord's word.
一个主的仆人到这个年纪的时候，他说主的话对他来讲都是新的。
And he said, all these words, they appear new to me.
我们为什么没有那个渴慕呢？
We ask ourselves sometimes why we don't have that desire sometimes.
因为可能有些东西对你来讲，那些只不过是旧的。
Because sometimes we feel that we already know that's old.
但是如果是新的，那么我们就能够有那个爱慕跟渴慕去追求它。
But if something brand new, then our hearts go after them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主的话对于你来讲，主都。对于你我来讲，到底是新的呢，还是已经变成旧的呢
？So I ask you, brother and sister, the word of God, are they new or are they old to you?
如果是新的话，我们应当要学习。
If it's always new, we must keep learning.
那么我们也看见在这个特点的新的特点的话，我要交通的话太多了。我想就简单跟弟兄们姐妹们分享几点。
There are so many things we can share about this newness, but I will just pick a few.
哥林多前书十一章那里给我们二十五节那里给我们看见这个主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他告诉我们这杯是用我的血跟你们所立的新约。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25, the Lord says, "This is a new covenant through my blood."
那么我们看见就在这个在他的生命的代价的里面。跟我们立了约。
And the price he paid with his life, he establishes new covenant.
那么我们也看见那一个主耶稣的命令的里面，在约翰福音第十三章那里说，我们给你们一条新命令。
And also we read in chapter 13 from Gospel of John, the Lord gave us a new command.
你看见 That
is to love each other.
每次擘饼的时候,
Every time we gather before the table of communion,
我就看见那个新的约,
and I see that new covenant.
我们每次擘饼的时候都听见主的新命令,
Every time we break the bread, I hear that new command.
来讲全部都是新的,
All these are renewed every day.
那么我感谢主, 我们一看见在哥林多后书那里, 5章17节那里告诉我们, 若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人。
Also, we read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature.
旧事已过,都变成新了。
The old has gone, the new has started.
那么在我们经历的里面, 我们看见启示录第14章那里, 有一般的14万4千的人, 他们在那里唱新歌。
And also in the Revelation chapter 14, we read that 144,000, they sang a new song.
哇,他们在生命的经历的里面,他们能够唱出那诗歌来。
They can sing this new song out of their experience of their life.
是我们不能学的。
That is not something that everyone can learn.
那就是说,他们的经历在主面前,那个全部都是新的。
What they experience in the life of the Lord, that is new every day.
感谢主,我们也看见,在主的最后的工作的里面,你看见新天,新地,新耶路撒冷,全部都是新的。
So finally, when the work of God is completed, we see that the new heaven and new earth,
羔羊的媳妇,
and that the bride of the Lamb.
感谢主,主说,到最后的时候,他说,看啦,我将一切都更新了。
And finally, the Lord declared, Look, I have renewed everything.
并且要约翰写上去说,这些话是可信的,是真实的。
He told John to write it down because these are trustworthy words, these are God's word.
感谢主,我们每早晨都是新的。
Every day, it's a new starting.
我们每一次看见弟兄姐妹的时候,在这里看见弟兄姐妹的时候,都是新的。
Every time we see the brother and sister here all together, they are new.
感谢主,我不晓得弟兄姐妹里面有没有这样的感觉。
I don't know if you have sensed that.
我们在这里聚会这么多年,很多的歌,很多都唱几百遍了。
As we have been worshiping here for so many years, some of the songs were so familiar with it.
很多圣经的话,我们都不知道听过多少遍了。
Some of these words from the scripture, we have heard it so many times.
在你的感觉里面是否是新的了?
Are you sensing that they are being renewed?
感谢主,在我的感觉的里面,常常来到每次参加聚会,跟弟兄姐妹聚在一起的时候,我都感觉是新的。And
praise the Lord, when I come to worship with you, I can sense that God is doing that renewing work.
因为我们乃是在一个属天,属灵的境界的里面。Because
this is the place that belongs to, this is a divine place.
我们地上的任何的事物,很快就会旧了。
All these earthly things, they'll grow old.
在时间中的事物很快就会老化了。And
time will erode everything.
之所以新,乃是因为乃是在那个新天新地,新耶路撒冷那个原则的里面。And
they're being renewed because these heavenly things will be there in the New Jerusalem.
感谢主,这是新的一年开始。And
praise the Lord, we're starting a new year.
我们巴望真是主给我们能够有更多经历他的 那些宝贵的那些的事物,
we desire the Lord will help us to experience more of Him.
也让我们能够真是在我们的聚会生活的里面能够真是经历那个复活的新的生命。
And in our spiritual life and worship together, we can experience His resurrected life.
那么主耶稣也告诉跟拿单也讲,我实在告诉你们,你们将要看见天开了。
And remember the words from Nathaniel, you will see the gate of heaven open and the angels of God come down, up and down through the Son of Man.
也就是这个国度,神的国的实际就在人子的身上。
That is that the house, the kingdom of God is realized on His Son.
这个是非常的实在是何等的真实。
And it is very true, very real.
那我们过去也,我们第三方面去讲到那个真。
And now we look at the truth.
我们过去一年,我们的信息的主题是真光。
And last year, we shared a lot about the true light.
我们也从这个约翰福音的里面可以看见那个真以色列人。
And in the Gospel of John, we read about the true Israelite.
主耶稣说，真以色列人心里面是没有诡诈的。
And the Lord says that for the true Israelite, his heart is pure, it's authentic.
换句话说，真以色列人他的里面是没有雅各的。
In other words, a true Israelite won't be like Jacob.
也讲，这是另外一种说法。
That's the way to put it.
呀，就看见一个真实的情形的话，那么那个里面的话，那整个情况都是真的。还有我们也看见主耶稣也跟撒玛利亚的妇人讲到那个真的敬拜。
And also when you know that the Lord told the Samaritan woman about the true worship.
也给我们看见那个从天降下的那个真粮。
And he also talked about the true manna from heaven.
那也给我们看见真理的灵。
And also the spirit of truth.
就我们也看见主耶稣就是那真葡萄树。
And he indeed, the Lord himself is the true grapevine.
我是快快的讲。
And I have to rush it.
因为里面要进入的话，我想我们今年一整年的时间，弟兄姐妹们，弟兄们还会在这些点上跟弟兄姐妹有分享的。
And I believe throughout the year, brothers and sisters will share more about these truths.
Yeah, 不管是真啊，不管是啊生命还是真爱，我们都看见。今年的主题我们都要往前去的。
As matter is the life or the love, we will press down, we'll go forward.
呀，我们感谢主，实在是何等的恩典，让我们一同在主面前有这样的追求。
I thank the Lord that together we're seeking these.
呀，我想呀，我的时间也差不多了啊，我就分享一点点这个一点点的那个弟兄们的一些的经历。
I think with the time constraint, I want to share with you a real life story.
有的时候我们刚才讲到讲到这个复活的生命，我们常常讲到这个讲到恩膏的教训。
Now, we heard a lot about the teaching of the anointing when we talk about the resurrected life.
我们是借着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And by the teaching of the anointing of the Spirit, we live in the Lord.
有的时候哈，我们真的不可图受主的恩典。
We must remember, we must not just accept these grace and do nothing.
因为圣灵与我们与圣灵同工，他是借着恩膏的教训，我们来与他同工的。
Because the Holy Spirit work with us, giving us the teaching of the anointing of the Spirit.
有的时候主如果感动，里面有的时候他是会感动我们。或者去看看某个弟兄，看看某个姐妹。
There are times that the Spirit will move us to go visit our brothers and sisters.
但是可能那天因为天气太寒冷了，或者许多的事情许多的事情还没处理好。
But maybe due to inclement weather or you have other things that you haven't got it done.
那个感动来了一次两次。
But there's this.Urging, they come and they go, and this happened a couple times.
但是我还是不顺从。
But we may not be obeying that.
可能是因着我们那这一次的不顺从，我们会失去一个弟兄或是一个姐妹。
But the thing is, out of that one disobedience, we may damage our relationship with that brother and sister.
但是如果我们顺从
，But if we obey,
我们不知道神会用我们那一次可能会做很大很大的事情。
God may do great things through that one act of obedience.
也许那一个人，他因着你这一次去探访去看他，他在多年以后能够成为神手中很有用的器皿，能够救很多的灵魂。
That brother and sister, maybe he should be strengthened by your visit that time, and he.And he or she will be greatly used by the Lord in the days that in the future.
我们进看见我神没有把许多神带领我们没有把后面全部的 picture 给我们看见。
Oftentimes God leads us in a way by not showing us everything.
他只是说你现在愿意顺服吗？
He only asks us, are you going to obey this time at the moment?
如果我们就像那一次顺服，你知道吗？神就把我们所做的这一切都全部都记载在他的那个册子上的。
And you know that your act of obedience at that moment, it's going to be written, recorded by the Lord in His book.
所以我们千万千万不要小看圣灵的恩膏的教训，生命的感觉，在我们日常生活中微小的那个声音。
So always pay attention to the teaching of the anointing of the Spirit. Don't ignore it.
有的时候真的我们忽略它的话，我们可能会忽略很大很大的祝福。
When you ignore it, you will pass by great blessings.
我们就无法去经历那个神在后面在真理的路上给我们带领的那个实际。
And then you will miss the opportunity to experience the richness of God's life.
我们所做的都是非常有限。
We can only do things limited.
都是很小很小的事情。
Sometimes it's just a small thing.
但是神能够借着我们能够成就更大的事。
But God can turn these common things into great things.
你从那个水变酒的那件事情也是如此。
And you read that about the story that how the Lord turned water to wine.
Yeah, 然后 yeah, 这是我 yeah, 有一点点的这个在经历上的一点的交通，我也在主面前真是需要悔改。
So that is out of my own experience, I'm sharing you with this. I know that I also have to repent and do better.
这不是只是对你们说，也是对我自己说的。
So this teaching applies to everyone, including myself.
我想在这新的一年的里面，我们八万主能够让我们真是能够在恩膏的教训上，在复活的这个生命的这个感觉上，我们随主的带领一步的往前去。
So I pray that this year we'll be more sensitive to the teaching of the anointing of the Spirit to experience this resurrected life as we going forward.
耶和华所命定的福是永远的生命。
And as the scripture says, the Lord bestows His blessing is the life forevermore.
这世界非我家。
And this world is not our home.
主已经永生的大门为我们打开。
And the Lord has opened wide that gate.
永久的磐石为我开。
And eternal rock split for us.
我愿藏身在主怀。
I want to hide myself in you, Lord.
就是这样，主就借着这样从我们身上活出他的自己。
And through this, the Lord's life will be manifested in our life.
千万要记住，真理要受这个生命的律来支配。
We must remember the truth is to be governed by the law of the resurrected life.
使我们能够活在这种又真又实又新这样的一种的生活。
So that we will live out this true, this new, and this living life.
感谢主，我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们知道你还有很多的话要对我们说。
We know that you have many words you want to tell us.
主要当时我们这个器皿实在是何等的有限。
But the vessel is so limited.
主要求你，求圣灵做那无往不透的工作。
And may your Holy Spirit work it us.
主要没有限制的，主要做工在我们的当中。
For your work is unlimited.
但愿我们不成为你工作的男主。
Lord, help us so we do not become the obstacle of your work.
主啊，你给我们开了一条又新又活的路，把我们带进至圣所。
For you have opened up that new and living way, all the way to the most holy place.
当然这个经历在我们的身上也是一条又新又活的路。
That, Lord, help us that we walk on this new and living way.
主啊，照借着你复活的生命来建立你自己的家。
And by your own resurrected life,Establish the house of God.
主啊，使你能够住在我们当中，我们也住在你的里面。
So that we live in you and you in us.
使我们能以彼此的相爱，和睦的同居。
And we love each other, we live together in unity.
主啊，你所命定的福我们已经得到了。
For we have received this blessing that you have bestowed us.
主啊，就让我们能够在你的里面来持守生命。
help us to hold fast to that life.
主啊，感谢赞美你。
Praise you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In precious name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.